Here's a check on stories we're following for you today on Robin Hood Radio. Every year, students from throughout Litchfield County are honored with the Litchfield County Superintendent Association's awards. This year's reception for those awards will be held in Torrington on March 15th. The award, based on academic achievement, citizenship, and service to local school and community, in Region 1, the 8 Region 1 students that have won that honor, Joey Brennan of North Canaan Elementary School, Riley Hedden of Cornwall Consolidated School, Natalie Wadsworth of the Lee H. Kellogg School in Falls Village, Eric Zhang of Kent Center School, Josie Marks of Salisbury Central School, Autumn Beeman of Sharon Center School, Abigail Adam of Housatonic Valley Regional High School, and Jack Scarpa, also of Housatonic Valley Regional High School. In a story from the Republican American, the Kent Board of Selectmen continue to look at requests for budget increases on the proposed 2018-19 municipal budget, including $8,000 for the fire department after four special meetings on the budget. In a story in the Republican American, board members share general agreements on several large increases that are not salary-related. The Kent Volunteer Fire Department asked for an $8,000 increase to its $84,000 annual grant. Fire chief saying the membership had not yet voted on an annual budget for 2018 and had not yet decided on a requested amount. However, the department's officers had decided to ask for the increase because the department has consistently been running a deficit. He suggested the town assist a nonprofit organization with services such as lawn mowing or snow removal, or even paying its annual insurance of $7,000 as a way to reduce expenses paid by volunteers. He was told this needed to be addressed at another time and not during budget discussions. Running through March 9th, Bard College at Simon's Rock, in partnership with the James Weldon Johnson Foundation, presenting an exhibition of the inaugural Artist-in-Residence Program. Participants Daniel Hibbert, Selwyn Garraway, Susan Powers, Miss Lena Priestley, and Cheryl Riley, located in the Hillman Jackson Gallery at the Daniel Arts Center. The exhibition is open to the public daily while the college is in session. A panel discussion and reception with the artists will be announced at a later date. A moonlight owl and wildlife prowl is set for Wednesday from 6:30 till 8 p.m. at the Lime Kiln Farm Wild Day of Sanctuary. You can enjoy a moonlit winter evening to listen to and watch for owls and other nocturnal wildlife, exploring fields, forests, wetlands, learning about animal adaptations for hunting at night. The warm-up with tea and hot cocoa after the walk. The fee for members, $6, adults, $3 for children, non-members, adults, $8, children, $4. You can register online, massaudubon.org/Pleasant Valley. A Lenten soup and bread supper. The Lenten soup and bread supper with worship series this year at St. John in the Wilderness, Copaic Falls, is scheduled for Wednesday beginning at 6:30 with supper followed at 7:15 with a service. The Region 1 ABC Committee will hold a meeting at the Central Office Conference Room on the 28th at 7 p.m. Now, the main part of this meeting will be superintendent job description discussion. Action is anticipated, and the superintendent evaluation discussion, a call to action on safety and security of students, and then they will adjourn. Sharon Green Committee has a special meeting coming up on Thursday at 12 noon at Sharon Town Hall. You can be part of the United Nations World Wildlife Day at Trevor Zoo to help save big cats. March 2nd, 3rd, and 4th, World Wildlife Day 2018, celebrated under the theme Big Cats, Predators Under Threat. It is going on at the Trevor Zoo at Millbrook School in Millbrook, New York. More information, millbrook.org/page/Trevor-Zoo-Home. Red Hook Public Library All Abilities Kids Music and Movement returns this March at 1 p.m. Saturday, March 2nd, in the library's community room. Simple movement exercises, rhythm making, singing, and dancing with live music. Annual dance performance of the Hotchkiss Dance Company happening March 2nd and 3rd at 7:30 at the Walker Auditorium at the Hotchkiss School. Free admission. More information, hotchkiss.org/arts. A Bidwell House Museum History Talk is coming up on Saturday, March 3rd. It's East Rock is Falling by Bernie Drew, Berkshire historian and author. It'll be held at 10 a.m. at the Monterey Community Center on Main Road in Monterey and is free. March 2nd through the 18th, Ragtime, the musical winner of 9 Tony Awards at the Center for Performing Arts in Rhinebeck, New York. March 2nd, Torrington Warner Theater, an acoustic evening with Lyle Lovett and Sean Colvin. The singer-songwriters are longtime friends. They will share their music and stories beginning at 8 p.m. The Mad Gardeners Group holding their annual symposium on Saturday at 8:30 at Housatonic Valley Regional High School. Gardening with Wildlife, the Balancing Act is this year's theme. The snow date will be March 4th. More information or registration at 860-355-3429 or 860-355-1547. Cornell University Cooperative Extension, Columbia and Greene Counties, has a seed-starting workshop Saturday, March 3rd from 10 till noon. $15 per person includes material. To register, 518-828-3346, extension 0 in Hudson, or 518-622-9820, extension 0 in Acura. The Kent Art Association's 26th Annual Student Art Show, an exhibition of artwork in all mediums by young artists from Northwest Connecticut and New York State, public and private secondary schools. Judges are awarding the winner photographer, Karen Smith, and the president, Connie Horton. Show dates are March 3rd and 4th and March 10th and 11th from 1 till 5. Admission is free. KentArt.org. There'll be a pancake breakfast on Sunday from 11 till 12, immediately following the 10 a.m. Eucharist, best breakfast in town. This happens at St. John's Church in Salisbury between 11 and noon. Berkshire Botanical Gardens First Gallery Show of 2018, Anastasia Terena's Fairy Tale Botanical World, an exhibition of botanical drawings, fairies, and more. It'll run through March 5th in the Garden Center House. Lenhardt Galleries, 5 West Stockbridge Road. Stockbridge Gallery hours are weekends 11 to 3, weekdays by appointment at 413-320-4794. Our business brief is underwritten by Morgan's at the Interlake at interlakenin.com and Salisbury Bank, salisburybank.com.
The Dow Jones Industrial Average was down 299.24 to 25,410.03. The NASDAQ starts off today at 7330.35 and the S&P 500 at 2744.28. We'll take a look at the tri-state forecast. That'll come your way in just a few moments.